Let's talk about your own personal career and how the Rad Lab experience affected that.
Well, the war affected it because I was planning to get a doctorate in biochem before the war came about, and it seemed that getting married became a very important priority at that time. It affected my life greatly in that direction. I remember when I was a senior, one of Dal Hurd in the chemistry department at Pitt came to me and he said, "Miss Porter, you have got to. They're going to come up here interview. They're interviewing for chemists at Eastman Kodak in Tennessee." And I said, "Oh?" And he said, "Marvelous positions. You cannot believe the kind of salaries they're paying." I think they were paying him about as much as an assistant professor as they were paying novice chemists down at Eastman Kodak. And I indicated that I had heart interests that would keep me in Pittsburgh. So, for me, I chose to have a child when his father was in China, taking little Abner Radar set there. And in those days, that pretty much put paid at that time to my career. And not too many families can support two PhD graduate students in a family, a child at the same time. So that's the road not taken. We had three children, and by the time the third one was born and 5 years old, we were living in Schenectady, New York, and I had done all the volunteer work and all the AAUW work and all the whole smear. And I thought, now I've got to use this technical training I've had. What fits? So what fit was preparing to teach secondary science. And I commuted to Albany State University and took a master's there and got my certification. And then have been teaching off and on ever since. Taught high school chemistry, biology, physics. At one time, Roger moved from research lab to NIH. And wives followed. I'm very sorry. I mean, I understand two strong career persons these days having a terrible times or split marriages, because my career was not just a second job. I was a good teacher and I was a devoted teacher. So I followed along. And in Maryland, I taught and I became supervisor of secondary science for Montgomery County Schools. I taught at the university a year, and in and out of graduate school. You know, I never could quite, the time wasn't right. We had family illness. Time was never right. At least the excuses are there. So I never did the doctorate. Roger and I divorced about 10 years ago. We had a family tragedy. The marriage didn't survive. And I continued to live independently. We're friends now. We always have been. We would not be less than friends for our family. And so I came here to Schenectady, where my daughter was living, to help her with her twins. And my long-term friend Herbert Strong, whom I'd known 40 years, and his wife and I had gone to graduate school together, commuting together, we met again. And he was a widower, and he asked me to marry him. So I have been living in Schenectady. I've been teaching in a very fine high school there, Niskayuna High School. I ended up department chairman. I've been department chairman and, you know, the whole bit. And then about 2 years ago, I retired for the fourth or fifth time. And Union College picked me up because they have reinstituted their Master of Arts in Teaching program. And so I am currently adjunct professor, which means jolly gopher. And I have five. The vocabulary is different. The functions are fairly close. Our graduate students have no pedagogy. They have strong undergraduate majors. No pedagogy. The program is a year and better maybe. We're experimenting with that. 18 months. They start a week from Monday in what they lovingly call boot camp. And they have 8 weeks of curriculum and methods and ed psych kind of thing. And then the first day of school, the day before the first day of school, they start into a full year, half-day internship in their field. I have five this year. I have two in physics. I have one in chemistry, one in earth science, and one in biology. And the sad thing is only one of them has got a job. And these are top flight and not candidates, and not all young. Two of them are career change. One of them is a graduate engineer from Brown who worked for Eastman Kodak as an engineer for 4 years and decided that wasn't what he wanted to do with the rest of his life. Another woman who had a geology undergraduate degree and decided she didn't want to work for the Red Cross the rest of her life. So that's where we are now.